Good morning and welcome to Rompe, a podcast dedicated to breaking barriers, challenging limited beliefs, and building lives full of purpose and passion. I'm your host, Daniel.
And I'm Janine, your co-host, and today's episode is on gratitude.
Hello and welcome to another episode. And we have an amazing topic today.
Gratitude.
Yes, mama.
Oh my God.
How is your day going?
My day has just gotten a lot better because we're here. I am grateful for this little space that we're creating.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm grateful for this haircut that I have.
Yes, a nice little haircut.
Yes, I'm very grateful. It's been a great day. I've been rocking this new hairstyle, and you know, it's I'm
getting a lot of attention, which you love.
Okay, first of all,
you're like, it's not the hair.
It's not the hair.
It's me.
And it was just one phone number that I collected today. But who's counting? Who's
right.
Counting numbers?
It's still early in the day, so there's still chance for more.
So, friend, we have a good episode lined up for today. In the spirit of continuing on with these topics that are
inspire people and uplift them,
especially right now at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm. It's always good to start with practicing a little gratitude.
Yes, and actually, it's part of my practice. Like every morning, it's usually something that I do, either by myself or in my mind, right, or in front of my altar. Every morning I try to thank God for just letting me be there another day. Let me wake up another day. So yeah, definitely starts with gratitude.
Yeah. So we have to kick us off, like it's tradition now, a nice little quote that you have collected that you're going to share for us.
Yes, I do. It is by Thich Nhat Hanh, a Buddhist monk. And it goes like this. Every morning, we can be born again. We only need to open our eyes and smile to life with gratitude. Isn't that lovely?
That's really sweet.
Yes. So that's the inspirational quote for the week. And I'd love to kick it off by asking you, what's something that you are grateful for today?
I am grateful for creative projects outside of work that allow me or remind me that there are things that are more important than work. So that's what I'm grateful for today.
I love that because some of us get really sucked into our 9-to-5s and we forget that there's a lot more time in the day to do other things mm-hmm. outside of work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you grateful for today?
I am grateful that I was able to wake up early. It was like 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning. So I was able to have a nice, slow morning, and that was awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. I love that for me too. So yeah, that's what I'm grateful for today.
Nice.
I mean, there's a long list of things, but
we'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a second, okay?
Yes.
Hold your horses. And let me ask you, why is having a gratitude practice important? Or why is it important to you, I should say?
It's important to me because it makes my life more positive. I feel like our minds are naturally inclined to think negatively, so we have to train our minds to be more positive. So it makes life better because you're intentionally looking for the good in the little moments of your day-to-day.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's important because it connects you to something higher, right? Because like you said, you're recognizing what's going good in your life. All these like moments throughout the day, you kind of recognize that, oh, I'm thankful that I have XYZ. I'm thankful that I'm alive. Just so many like things to be thankful for. And when we are not thankful for things, then we tend to focus on all the negative things that may be happening. If you're going through some shit, right, then your mind immediately stays on that shit. But even when you are going through shit,
you can be more positive
and there's still things to
be grateful for.
So Having a gratitude practice for me, it's a way to connect to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because every time I am expressing gratitude, whether it's on in my mind or out loud, I feel like I'm connecting to God and really honoring God and honoring what he is giving me in my life, everything that he's given to me and is giving to me, whether it's good or bad. I know that it's for a reason, and just having those moments of gratitude keeps me, like you said, more positive throughout the day. And we know there's a lot of shit happening around the world, and it's very easy with social media and with the news to get sucked into some of these world events. But we're responsible for bringing in some light into the world, and I think gratitude is a great way to do that.
Yeah, and I think it also makes you a magnet for good things to happen to you, right? Mm-hmm. We talked about the importance of an intention, and we talked about how in LA especially there's a lot of manifesting, talk about manifesting, and mm-hmm. I feel like when you're grateful, you are more joyful, you are mm-hmm. a better person, you are kinder, you just are more attractive, you know? So in turn,
you glow.
So in turn, that is reflected back to you in interactions that you have with other people, because you're noticing the good thing in them. Maybe, you know, you're just glowing. You're just kind of like attracting that. You know, when you meet somebody and you're just like, wow, that person is really, there's something about them, mm-hmm. you know? So then you become that person.
Mm.
And you attract good things to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of manifesting is also having that gratitude practice in your day to day that just, yeah, it transforms who you are.
For sure. And we should be grateful. Okay. Like, we should be grateful to God
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis. It's almost like if you have kids,
if
you're, if I was a dad and I'm giving my kids like a good quality of life, or I'm trying my best, my hardest to provide for them, I would want my kids to show some gratitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure God feels the same way. Yes, listen, if you are breathing in this moment, take a moment to thank the universe, God, whatever you believe in, for the breath that you are taking right now, because not everyone is taking a breath right now.
And remember a couple years ago when COVID was going around?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you, I mean, I know you had COVID. Mm-hmm. I know I had COVID.
It was
hard,
awful.
And it was hard to breathe. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I do remember having a moment and thinking like, my God, am I going to be able to like breathe again?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
No, you just reminded me of when I was a kid. I used to have severe asthma attacks. Like, I was always in the hospital because I just couldn't. I would have to be put on a ventilator. It was like a monthly thing.
Wow.
And it's scary
mm-hmm.
to like struggle to take a breath is really, really scary. So yes, I'm definitely grateful that I can breathe very comfortably right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen to that. And also, if you're listening to this podcast, then you should also be grateful that you can listen. Then you can hear.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even hearing or speaking, we're able to speak. We have sound minds, healthy minds, that we're able to, you know, do this. Even our creativity, right? We're expressing our creativity right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something to be grateful for. So, okay. There's a few things.
There's a lot of things to be grateful for.
What does your daily gratitude practice look like? I'm curious.
Well, in the morning when I wake up, it's kind of like my first checkpoint of the day to be grateful. And I rely a lot on a quote by Marianne Williamson that I picked up a few years ago.
Okay.
And I don't remember the whole quote. I just remember this little piece that says, God, thank you for this day, its beauty and its light. Thank you for my chance to begin again. And then I just kind of, you know, when I become aware in the morning that, you know, it's morning, I say that. And then I'm grateful, you know, and then I get up and do my thing.
Mm.
And then another checkpoint throughout the day is during my meals, before I eat. I don't do this all the time, but if I'm eating by myself and I have the time, I did this mindful eating training last year. I want to say it was last year, 2 years ago. And something, it's literally the only thing that I probably like stuck with me from this training is to really take 3 deep breaths and settle before you eat your meal. And then try to, you know, eat in silence, try to eat away from your phone, and then just be grateful for the food that is in front of you. So when I have time and I'm by myself, I try to do that.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's it. That's what I rely on the most every
day.
That's awesome. Yeah. What about you?
Very similar. So I do give things. I try to remember before eating to just like close my eyes and take a moment to appreciate the food that's in front of me. And sometimes, you know, when I go deeper, I'll touch up on like, well, thank you for, you know, the hands that made it, for the people who cultivated the fruits, the veggies, for the earth that created the, you know, the meal that I'm about to eat. So like trying to kind of cover the whole process of how that food got to my table.
Mm-hmm.
But usually in the mornings when I wake up, as soon as I see my altar, I try to bow down and give thanks for just being alive, like waking up that day, that morning. And I like to open my door in the mornings to see the day. And it makes me just feel grateful to be able to see like the sky. And if it's a really nice day, then I also give thanks for that. And then throughout the day, if there's something that, I don't know, sometimes I'll just be driving and I just feel so much gratitude for like being in the car, being able to drive and go places that you know, I just, again, mentally just say thank you, God, for allowing me to go places, allowing me to feel this wind in my hair. So just, you know, little moments where I can remember to give things, I'll mentally like do that throughout the day, do little checkpoints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say that it makes your day better?
Hell yeah.
You're like 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I mean, how can it not? Because when you are giving thanks, you're already putting yourself in this positive mindset, right?
Yeah. And there's like a physical feeling. It's very subtle, but it's, mm-hmm. if you're stressed, there's like a melting of the stress that you can physically feel if you just take that second to be like, okay, everything's okay. And I'm grateful that it's sunny outside, or, you know, I have the breeze in my hair from this, you know, the windows in my car, or yeah, there's like a physical effect that you feel in your body.
Yeah. And right now, you know, I've been going through some transitions in my life, and I can't help but to be grateful for having the space and time to breathe and to heal and to just allow myself to like do what I need to do to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so blessed in that sense, because not everyone has that luxury to be able to like take some time to just like focus on themselves when they're going through a difficult time. And I've had that space and time, and I'm just so grateful to God for giving me this time and space to just feel what I need to feel, process what I need to process, and also like just being here with you, like doing this podcast, we are so lucky because we don't have to pay to use the studio that we're in. Like, I just feel so blessed in so many ways, right? Like, and sometimes we just need to see them, right? From small little things to the big things.
Yes. And I feel like we need to share the resource with people in case anybody out there has a dream of starting a podcast. We'll just mention it quickly that we're at the Octavia Lab in downtown LA, and it's free to everyone. You just need a library card, and you make a reservation, and you can come record a podcast. You can come record a song. You can come.
They have like a little photo studio.
Yes.
They have sewing machines.
Yes.
They have printers, like 3D printers, printers to print big posters. I mean, there's so much.
Yes.
Cool things in this like space, and it's in downtown LA. So if you're in Los Angeles, you know, come check it out.
Yep.
It's really cool. They have 2 different podcast rooms. So I know there's another podcast happening next
to us. Yes.
And it's just kind of cool to be able to come to downtown and do this, because you know, we usually, you and I go and eat afterwards to celebrate the podcast, right? Episodes when mm-hmm. we record them, we're like, hey, let's go catch lunch or let's just go walk around or and explore. And that's cool. Like, that's something to be grateful for in itself. But yes, please come check out this like, if you are looking to launch a podcast or whatever.
This is the place to start.
Yeah. And it doesn't cost you anything. Except for your time.
Yes.
And we got to be grateful that we have some time.
That's true.
So I am going to take us on a quick break and we'll be right back with some more. Oye, mi gente. If your coffee isn't waking you up and making you smile, you need Rompe Coffee, straight from my familia's farm in Nayarit, Mexico. And guess what? Right now, you can buy one, get one free with promo code RompePodcast. That's right, más café y más sabor. Don't miss out, your mornings deserve better. Shop now at rompecoffee.com. Rompe Coffee, from my familia to yours. And we are back. Welcome to the Rompe Podcast. Today we're talking about gratitude. And we are going to now discuss a really important question. How do you find gratitude when you are going through a difficult time? And I ask this because sometimes everything's wonderful and it's easy to be grateful when everything's going according to quote-unquote plan mm-hmm. and when everything's going well for us, right? When we're feeling super blessed, of course, it's easy to feel
grateful.
But what if you're going through a really difficult time? What if you're really sick? What if you're homeless? What if you don't have food on the table? What if you're overworked, stressed? I mean, there's just so many things that could be, you know, going wrong. What if you're not in the right job? How do you continue a gratitude practice through these difficult times? So, because it's such a hard question, I'm gonna let you answer it, girl.
Great. I have no difficult times. I'm always, you know, perfect and okay, grateful for everything.
Shall we talk about your fleas?
We'll get to that.
Putting you on blast.
We'll get to that. To be real, yes, it can be challenging, like you said, when you are going through a difficult situation, to remember to be grateful. And I have a tendency to be negative. I'm sure you don't have that problem. Or no one out there has that problem.
No, we're all
but
positive.
But my mind just spirals, you know. It might be because I'm a Taurus and I like comfort.
No, it's
and
because you're human, girl.
Because okay. I'm human. But yes, my mind tends to spiral and I'm, you know, the world's ending and everything's going to shit and I'm going to die because I'm uncomfortable, you know?
Oh my God. we just went dark.
So usually what kind of gets me to stop and be like, okay, this is enough, is the physical reaction that my body feels when I'm like, okay, you're really negative. You are really anxious. You are now, your hands are sweating. Mm. You're really tense. Maybe your neck hurts. And I'm like, okay, my body's literally telling me to stop. And so usually it's the physical reaction that gets me to stop and take some breaths and be like, okay, what can I control right now? Mm-hmm. And usually what I can control is my mind. And then I start with gratitude. And then you have to force yourself to see the positive, because when you're going through a really negative time, it can be hard to see the positive. So you it's a practice. So you have to force yourself to, you know, sit outside or in your car, take those 3 deep breaths and be like, wow, I'm grateful that I have this private space in my car to be by myself, gather my thoughts, take some deep breaths. And, you know, I'm grateful for the sunshine. I'm grateful that I have water. I'm grateful that I have a roof over, whatever, right? Like mm-hmm. all the little things. But yeah, when you're going through a hard time, I think the physical will tell you.
And how do you find the gratitude if you're in pain?
You have to acknowledge the pain, right? The pain, if it's physical, if it's mental, you know, whatever, you have to acknowledge that it's there. You cannot just be like, oh, I'm not going through this, right? I'm going to ignore it and I'm going to distract myself with whatever, mm-hmm. right? Technology, alcohol, whatever. So you have to acknowledge that the pain is there and you have to be like, okay, I've moped enough. I've given myself the space to grieve or feel the pain or cry or, you know, feel shitty about this shitty situation. And then you have to force yourself to say, you know, I'm grateful because even though I have a really massive migraine, I can see, or I have the space to be in a dark space to let this pass, or I have to, yeah, you just have to force yourself to see the positive, right? And I think that when you start practicing gratitude, you also have a physical reaction in your body because mm-hmm. you start feeling the stress melt away, the pain melt away, your perspective and your outlook and on life changes, so it makes things easier.
When I'm going through difficulties, mm-hmm. like you said, number one, like, allow yourself to feel what you need to feel and acknowledge, and it's like, it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. it is okay to feel what you need to feel. It's about surrendering. Mm. So once I acknowledge that this is a situation that I'm in, this is what I'm going through. It's not pleasant. Mm-hmm. It hurts. I'm in pain. Mm-hmm. I just want to disappear. Once you, you know, acknowledge that this is the stuff that's going through you,
yeah,
then you just surrender, at least for me.
No, yeah, that's a big one.
Surrender.
It's accepting what's in front of you.
Yeah, really surrendering to God and saying like, okay, well, this is the situation. I understand that this is what you're putting me through, and it has to be for a reason. I don't understand it right now, to be honest with you, God. Mm-hmm. Literally having a candid conversation, like, I don't understand maybe why this situation's happening right now, but I know that it's for a reason, and I know you have something to teach me. Mm-hmm. And so for me, going through those motions then gets me to the place of, okay, well, I'm grateful for this now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, once I like surrender to what's happening, then I start to have that conversation with God. Well, God, thank you for, you know, even from the very basics, thank you. I said basic, but it's not basic. Thank you for allowing me to be alive. Mm-hmm. I'm still breathing. Yes, I'm going through this like really awful situation, but I'm still breathing. I can still see. I can still walk. I can still eat. And that's all I need. And you know, that's these. You know, as long as I have, as long as I have this good health, this is what I need right now. Like, you're giving me what I need, and thank you for making me strong. Mm-hmm. Like, through this you're making me stronger. You're giving me some resilience, and that. You know, once you start to have that conversation with God, I feel that you open up like this channel and you're able to receive what God's sending to you, right? Because God has a lot of grace, you know, mm-hmm. and a lot of compassion, a lot of forgiveness. And once you open that channel, you start feeling grateful. Even if you're going through a really difficult time, you start to feel grateful for all of the things that are going well, even through this difficult time. Mm-hmm. There's all of these like things that are still going well, like your health or XYZ, whatever that may be for you. But I know that you recently went through quite of a situation at your house. Do you want to share that with us, since I kind of brought it up earlier?
Not really, no. Okay. But if I must, I will. No. Oh, shame. 2025.
She's dying to tell us.
Because I shared it with my team at work. It was really funny, but I'll share that at the end. Yes, so back in October of last year, my tiny little apartment became infested with fleas.
Oh.
Yes, and I didn't even know what a flea was. Of course, I had heard of fleas, but I'm not a pet owner, so, you know, it's not something that I ever dealt with. And my neighbor downstairs started dealing with them, and I was just like, oh, well, that's your problem, you know, good mm-hmm. luck. And not realizing that, you know, that problem would soon be coming upstairs to me, because she also doesn't have pets. But anyway, long story short, we had a family of raccoons and opossums that moved into our attic that we thought were so cute and harmless, and essentially we learned the hard way that they carry a lot of fleas, and they made a home in our attic, and of course my tiny apartment became infested with fleas, and I was just like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, like, this, you know, my comfort, right, essentially my comfort. And then of course you offered your couch, right? So I stayed with you for a couple of weeks, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how long I stayed with you. And during that time, I did go, you know, down that tiny little negative spiral of like, am I going to have to move? This is going to be so expensive. Am I going to have to throw away all my furniture? I don't want to keep my furniture. My roommate wants to keep the furniture. Like, do we move out together? Do we stay? Work was really crazy too. So I was just like in a really stressful situation in my head. And then then I just, you know, reflecting back on the situation, I had to be grateful because I had your couch, and I got to spend a lot of time with you because I hadn't really spent a lot of time with you at the beginning of the year because mm-hmm. you were going through a whole nother journey. So I had to like take a step back, and even though my car was a mess, right, it looked like I was living out of my car, and it looked like I was homeless.
Well, you were.
I was homeless.
For 6 weeks, you were out of your apartment.
So I had to, like, take a step back and be grateful that I got to spend more time with you mm-hmm. in your apartment, and that I, you know, didn't have to be homeless. So thank you for that.
Well, I enjoyed having you there because, as it turns out, that October, I was also going through a little shitty situation myself, and I needed the company. So, you know, God put us together.
God works in mysterious ways.
Uh-huh. Or maybe I'm the one that planted those fleas. I'm like, I'm just going to plant some fleas in your apartment
raccoons.
So you can stay with me.
Yeah.
I was really grateful during that time because I was able to spend time with you. You provided me with some support that I needed through, you know, the situation that I was going through. And yeah, it all worked out. For both of us, essentially, I really enjoyed the time that we were spending together. It was nice to be able to wake up and have you on the green couch, you know, and it was nice to wake you up every morning with the coffee machine. And I remember we would just get up and like have, you know, a little conversation over breakfast, and then we'd go about our days. But that was just so nice to be able to do that.
It's perspective.
Perspective, yeah.
Because, yeah. It was the time to do that. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people get to do that with their friends a lot, so.
Yeah, and we were able to do it for 2 weeks. So that was amazing. But I want to share an exercise that I did that I think is very helpful, especially if you are going through a difficult situation and you don't know how to get out of it. I would recommend doing this exercise at least, you know, once a day, taking 10 minutes out of your day to just jot down in a journal. And I just wrote down the date and I just said, today I am grateful for. And then I just took 10 minutes and started writing. I filled up 3 pages in my journal of the things that I was grateful for. That's how many things were just coming out, you know. And I could share some of them if you'd like to hear.
Yes.
Like I said, that I woke up. That my body's healthy, that my mind is healthy, the beautiful day, and how the weather was really gorgeous that day. I was grateful for the slow morning that I was having, and that I was able to make myself breakfast and eat with really nice lo-fi music in the background. I was very grateful that I was able to drive, just enjoy like the breeze and the sun in my face. That was really, really nice. I was grateful for the incredible people that are around me, my friends, my family, and that they're all doing well, that they're all healthy. I am also grateful for the roof over my head, having my little cozy apartment, for the comfortable bed that I have, right? That allows me to have a good night's rest. Obviously for the food that's on the table, in the refrigerator, that I'm able to go buy food, right? Because that's also a blessing. I was grateful that I was able to go to church because the ministers, the monks at church always have a beautiful message. And then I'm also grateful for some of the opportunities that God has given me and even the doors that he's closed. I'm grateful for both the doors that he's opening and the doors that he's closing,
mm-hmm.
because it's everything happens for a reason. And I, you know, have faith that it's for a good reason,
mm-hmm.
and for my highest good. So those are just some. The list, yeah, I have a bigger list, but I'll just stop at that. Do you want to share some of the things that you have on your list?
Yes, so I'll share. Mine was really funny at first because a song came to mind, and I won't sing the song, but it's by Londrell, and it's called Gratitude. And it starts, gratitude for the moonlight, gratitude for the sunshine. So that was kind of how I started. And I already mentioned that I always start with my prayer, right? By Marianne Williamson. I'm grateful that I get to talk to my friends every day. My friends in Arizona and I have this thing called the Wednesday Waffle. And on this Wednesday Waffle, we send each other a video on Wednesday morning. And it's kind of like a 30-second to 1-minute video catch-up. Right? And it's called the Wednesday Waffle.
Okay.
And so we'll send each other the Wednesday Waffle, just kind of like, you know, saying like a highlight that happened to you during the week. So it's like a way to connect because obviously I don't see them every day. So I'm grateful for the Wednesday Waffle. I'm grateful also for the freedom to choose what I want for me and for being a woman born in this day and age.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you.
Yes.
How can I join the Wednesday Waffle group? For anyone that's out there, how do we join this Wednesday Waffle group? And is there waffles that are provided?
Yeah, virtual waffles that are provided.
Okay.
Yes, you can join the Wednesday Waffle. You know my friends in Arizona.
That's cute. I love that.
Yes.
We should have a Wednesday Waffle group here.
We should, yes.
Rompe Wednesday Waffles.
The Rompe Wednesday Waffle. I didn't create it, by the way. It's something that we picked up, and I'm sure people out there will recognize it. It's from social media, but it's meant to be for like friends that are not living in the same state as you.
Oh,
you
cool.
connect with them through this Wednesday Waffle, and you just send each other, you know, in your friends group, you'll send a video of your, yeah, what's going on in your week, because it's hard to connect with people that are not local to you.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
And then I have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Waffles, pancakes, or French toast?
Oof, that's hard. I think I am still living in my pancake era.
Okay.
And basic buttermilk pancake. No, not a lot of toppings, just buttermilk and
By the way,
maple syrup.
You make really good pancakes. Like, when are you going to invite me to have some of those pancakes? Because I haven't had those in a hot second.
I know. Yeah, come over whenever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come over tomorrow and I'll make you pancakes.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Catch me there at 6 in the morning.
No.
I'm like,
tampoco, tampoco.
I'm like, open the door. You said you'd have pancakes ready for me.
Yes, I think I'm still in my pancake era. What about for you?
Definitely French toast, number one. For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, French toast are just everything. But if I had to rank them, French toast, pancakes, and then waffles.
Yeah, I don't really think I'm a waffle person.
Yeah, I can't say that I order waffles anywhere.
I don't think
that
I go. Yeah, I'm not really a waffle person.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad we're on the same page there.
Yes.
And I will be expecting my pancakes in the morning.
Yes.
I have another question for you. I know you did a little bit of research and you have an article from UCLA with some benefits of having a gratitude practice. Is that right?
I do.
Can you share some of these benefits with us? Because it's not just what we're saying. The experts are also saying there's benefits by having a daily gratitude practice.
Yes. So we talked about like the physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you can feel instantly. And this is kind of what it's talking about. According to UCLA Health, some of the benefits of practicing gratitude are that it lessens anxiety. It supports heart health. It relieves stress. Improves sleep.
Okay.
So we talked about the physical benefits that you can feel instantly when you practice gratitude. So these are some of those.
So if you're feeling anxiety, if you can't sleep,
mm-hmm.
you definitely need to be on a gratitude practice.
Yes.
Get that journal out and start writing.
Yes. Yes. And so we are going to start the 21-day.
Ah, you stole my thunder.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding. Tell us about it. We're going to be doing
a 21-day gratitude
challenge.
Well, not a challenge, a practice. Right? Practicing gratitude.
Well, some of us are going to find this a little challenging, okay?
That's true. I guess it can be difficult. But Daniel already mentioned pen and paper or your phone. You can do this in the morning, but I recommend that people do it at night because at night it's a good time to reflect mm-hmm. on your day. But you can do it anytime, really, right? Just take a point in the day that you like and write down three things that you're grateful for that happened to you either that day or the day before, and then share them with us.
And we will share ours with you.
Yes.
Yes, on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yes.
Yes. And we'll find a way to maybe ask some people how they feel after the 21 days. If there was any physical or mental
shift.
We'll ask on Instagram.
Yes, please do this with us. And you can share it on our Instagram in the comments section. Our Instagram handle is @RompePodcast. So if you're not following us, give us a follow @RompePodcast. And we're also going to be posting a lot of other
inspiring content.
Yes. Content with purpose. So we'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
And that was it for today's episode. That was it.
That was so fast.
I know. That was easy, really breezy cover. Wait, no.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Yes.
I hope that you found this helpful if you're listening, that there was something in this entire, time that
discussion.
We're here. Discussion. Yeah, and this discussion that you found useful or that was inspiring, uplifting. And if not, then
you can go find another podcast. I'm just kidding.
And if you didn't, we're not the Rompe Podcast. We're something else.
We're something else.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Janine, thank you for joining me on today's episode. I really enjoyed this conversation, and I hope that we can keep this conversation going throughout the entire year, because gratitude is not just a 21-day thing. It is an entire thing that you should include into your life. Like, literally, it should be a part of your life, just like eating healthy or just like exercising. This is also something that you should be doing daily. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. And always. In every episode.
And on
that, I'm that guest that never leaves. So don't invite me anywhere. kidding.
Oh my God, on that note, you are we're gonna have to lay you off from this unpaid position.
Oh my God.
Just it's kidding. Like, yes. You know I love you.
Yes. We will see you in our next episode of Rompe.
Yes, catch us next week. Bye.
Bye.